sunar. Kımtılanır ve dumbbell alın sugar.
Midnight Nowhere is the way. Your prize is working with me.
I am unique.
I'm a unique.
I'm a unique.
Right. Look at my beard. Look at the close-ups. It's trimmed so neatly. I did that. I don't trust Mrs. Sugar. Especially after a few wines the night before, she's still got the shakes. So yesterday, Dominic went to a not-so-secret location in London.
Yep. I went to Amstrad Towers.
Did you?
Yep.
Wow.
Is that where the taxi leaves
yes.
at the end of the show?
Yes,
is it?
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Did you get a taxi back?
Yes, from there.
Wow.
And I did. No one was looking, but I did the walk.
And
anyway.
When you drove away, did you feel the need to kind of sit there and go, you know, I mean, I just, you know, I should have stuck up for myself a bit yeah. more and that kind of thing.
I didn't make the best of myself in the boardroom.
Wow.
Did you make sure the taxi was reversed all the way up to the
door?
Do you
know, it was a shame because he was side on.
He's got to be reversed. With yeah. It, yeah.
He'd been waiting there 20 minutes. I didn't want to get him to reverse in and then drive off again because he looks a bit narc-head already. Anyway, so, I was waiting for about half an hour, 45 minutes before, because Sir Alan Sugar had a big meeting with lots of sort of suited people who then came into reception down the lift. And I was a bit worried, and that's what I was going to say earlier when my brain went blank, is whether he would be in a good mood or a bad mood, depending on how that meeting
sure.
went.
Sure.
Because obviously they're talking about big business, lots of money, could have gone either way. So I went in there.
I like you. You're an idiot. You're a very intelligent man.
Exactly. You just don't know which way to play him. So I tried to be...
So did he come down in the lift and said hello?
No, his person came down in the lift and we went upstairs.
Margaret?
No, it wasn't Margaret.
Nick Hoover?
No, he wasn't there either. It's somebody called Kirsty.
Francis?
Kirsty, I think. And then he went, come in. Not in that accent.
What did he say again?
Come in.
He said it once there was an echo? How yeah. big was this room?
He was just getting this point across, he wanted us to come in.
Come in.
I was,
I'm Sir Alan Sugar.
I was a little nervous. So I said to him... Well, I just tried to be nice to him, really.
Am I playing the clips,
sorry.
By the way?
Oh, sorry, yes.
Chris Fall. Sorry, my fault.
Okay. So this is you being
just,
nice to
just
Alan.
Just trying to be nice and see, you know...
So you're sitting down, what, in his office or boardroom?
In the boardroom. Yeah.
Is it like the boardroom I'm telling?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, firstly, Sir Alan, pleasure to see you again. Thank you for inviting us into your office, which is very nice.
He hasn't said anything.
Nothing. Just no. Stony-faced.
No. Now, at this
can
point...
Can I just say, you fluffed in the first 3 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, firstly, Sir Alan, pleasure to see you again.
What did you call him, Sir Alan's?
Sir Alan,
you did. His surname's not Ugger. He's not Sir Alan's Ugger.
Did I call him Sir Alan's?
Listen.
Okay, firstly, Sir Alan, pleasure...
Sir Alan's.
Sir Alan, pleasure. Pleasure to see you again. Thank you for inviting us into your office.
Very thank you for inviting us into your office.
Okay.
Because you'd expect him to go, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Nice
no
to
problem.
See you.
Hello. No problem. Come in,
and
come in.
And he's supposed to blow the bloody doors off. That
so during this, he's just fixing me with his Alan Sugar stare. I'm what? Going, oh.
Why didn't you put your hand on his knee and go, it's all right, Tiger.
So I just don't know which way it's going to go at this point, so I'm a little bit worried. But the reason I was there was obviously because it's the final of The Apprentice tonight. Lee, Claire, Helene and Alex are in it. I wanted to know from Sir Alan... Well, basically, I just got over the fact that I'm obsessed with Rafe, and Rafe should still be in.
I liked Rafe. There was something about Rafe. I mean, I'm a heterosexual man, I'll be honest with you, but there was something there I felt. My wife sort of feels it for different reasons, but it would have been nice to have Rafe in. I'm not telling you how to do your job.
Yeah, I mean, you might be right. I might concede that as right, and as I just said to you earlier on, I mean, you know, when Rafe went, perhaps the right person to gun them should have been Michael, and then who knows what would have happened, because when they went forward onto the car task, Rafe may have excelled in that suave and debonair way. You can imagine he would have been well in his comfort zone there.
It doesn't really matter what Rafe says, because he nods and smiles and laughs at anything, doesn't he? So, I mean,
he's a very nice bloke. Let me tell you that.
I've
spoken to him off camera and, you know, and lots of times and things like that. This is a very, very nice fellow.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is you can see he's a nice fellow because there's no trash about him in the newspapers. He's got no skeletons about him.
Yeah.
He's a real clean-cut chappy.
Tell me.
The fact that you and him are on the verge of a torrid love affair.
We're not. I haven't texted him for hours.
You want to film him in the shower?
I don't want to film him in the shower. You know, he concedes that... He basically says, I was right, doesn't he, essentially? So Alan is the big star of The Apprentice, but then there are the two other megastars, in my eyes, Margaret Mountford and Nick Hugh, who does the mouth like a cat's bottom when he's sort of whatever. Is that something that Alan is jealous of, or does he just let them get on with it?
What, the fact that he has a mouth like a cat's?
No, that Margaret and, you know, Margaret and Nick are getting all the publicity. Do they like all this sort of media circus, if you like? Do they
Nick
like?
Nick loves it. He says he doesn't. He goes, oh, I can't take all this stuff. Oh, I can't take people recognising me. He loves it. Of course he does. He loves every minute of it.
He does a face, doesn't he, on the show? And I don't, no disrespect to Nick. But a little
Nick
bit like cat's
Nick
bottom.
Is enjoying every moment of it. He's at every bash, every dude that he's invited to. He loves it. He really does. Margaret, to a lesser extent, I mean, she is a trained, you know, legal professional. And I suppose a bit of it is a bit alien to her, but she's had some very nice write-ups in the serious newspapers, the things The Guardian, all these clever people read, and some of these other serious newspapers that you never find in the chip shop. And they've kind of shined through a bit of the heroes this year, haven't they, really? Yeah. They're kind of... and I'm very pleased for that. The fact is that us, like, we're like a trio now, like the three amigos, really.
Oh, that is nice.
Nice. See, he's opening up, isn't he? He's being nice now, which is unheard of.
Were you touching his knee at this point?
I was, no.
Right.
We talked also about other television shows, because he is now, as well as being a businessman, he's kind of a TV personality, so he has an interest in what other people are doing. We've heard this clip earlier, but it's worth playing it again. He likes Gordon Ramsay a lot. He thinks he's great, but he thinks he swears far too much. He doesn't like the language. He doesn't think it's necessary to do that on television.
Well, a load of...
It's something, swearing, something he tries not to do so much of.
There are some minor expletives that I might come out with from time to time.
I heard a nice one in the interview process last week when you told one of your colleagues to...
That's
kind of nice.
That's all right. That's okay.
We saw, you know, a bit more of the man.
Absolutely. And if you bore me too much here, you might hear it again.
Thank you very much. I will now move on to something else.
He sounds like he's smiling.
He is. He is smiling. Yeah. He thinks I'm brilliant at this point.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think you won him over?
Yeah, definitely.
When you got there, did he remember you from the other year?
Well, hopefully not, because that was a disastrous interview.
Yeah.
So I said, I came to interview you. Oh, yeah. Whatever, sit down.
Did he know? Did he know who you were?
He knows the show. He listens. Well, he knows you, doesn't he? And he listens to the show as well.
I don't know if he does know who I am.
Well, we will find out whether he knows you in a minute.
Okay.
If you wanted to get Sir Alan going, though, just mention Dragon's Den.
Really?
It's hilarious. Just say the two words, Dragon's Den, and then just watch him go.
We're all mates at Dragon's Den. The only thing is, I feel a bit sorry for him sometimes that, you know, when we're at these award ceremonies, we keep kicking their ass all the time. You know, they don't seem to get an award. And I do feel a bit sorry for
him. I can see with a smile on your face that you feel really sorry for
him. I'm actually hoping that the BBC will kind of let me do a kind of cameo role on there one day and come on the Dragon's Den, because I've got a fantastic business idea for them, which they will not be able to turn down. They won't be able to refuse.
Go on, please.
And it's as simple as if they give me £5 million, they can have 25% of my business, which is replica TV awards. I can see Theo on the door out there flogging these awards on the way out, you know, as replicas and all that stuff. So it's quite... I reckon that'd be a very good business.
Very funny.
He is, isn't he? He's funny.
He's very funny.
I was dreading it, but he's funny. Okay, now just finally, I wanted to get over the point that you, Chris, are a big fan of The Apprentice.
Loved The Apprentice.
Exactly, and you know everything about it. And he took that... Not in the way that I was intending it to go, necessarily.
Oh, no, what?
It's right, he just turned it into,
As I said, Chris is kind of the Apprentice super fan, it seems. Would you be prepared...
If he's such a bloody super fan, then he should pick up the blooming phone to me when I ask him to join the Comic Relief team. You know, I mean, we've got the Comic Relief one coming up we're going to have to do later this year, which will be broadcast, you know, in about February or March of next year.
Yeah.
And so, as such an avid fan of The Apprentice, you know, and knowing that you're not going to edit this out of the radio interview...
I certainly won't edit this.
I hereby personally challenge you to come and join people like Jonathan Ross on the boys' team, because we need to get the boys to win this time.
Do it.
Yeah, but hang on, you're such a yellow belly.
Who? Why?
Did you tell it? One of the reasons that he left me a message on my phone, Alan Sugar, which I very, very much was exciting to get a message from Sir Alan Sugar. It's not an impressionist, it's the real me, is what he said. And then he said, ring me, and then just put the phone down.
With no please
or thank you. And my mum wouldn't have been impressed with that. No manners. No manners to sugar.
Well, he is just, you know, he's basically saying, if you love it so much, then why not be on it? It's kind of his point.
Mm, that's my motto.
Mm. If you love it, why not be on it?
Well,
run. The ball's in your boardroom.
Do it. I'm doing way too much.
Do it.
Yeah, we'll be doing a lot for Comic Relief. It's not as if that'll
be
brilliant. Lacking, but...
Unbelievable. Go on. Okay.
Oh, hang on. Lee's off there. He put me off. What was the question? I don't know. Do we get paid?
No, it's probably Comic Relief.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah.
It's a charity.
If we win, do we get 100 grand?
No. You get the honour of not being fired.
That's not fair.
But think about
it. They win a job on The Real Apprentice.
You get to shout at Jonathan Ross and, you know, try and be a team with him and stuff.
Mm.
Brilliant.
That'd be good. And like he said, you know, it's about time the boys won.
I don't think people would want to see me on The Apprentice.
Oh, they would.
I don't think they would.
81199.
Is that so that everyone goes, oh, please do The Apprentice?
No, so everyone texts in and says, no, you're right, Chris, don't bother. And then I don't do it.
But you could be on, I'd be brilliant.
I'd love it.
Because you could walk around the corridors going, doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom. Find out what Francis is writing.
Looking over my shoulder. Stop looking over my shoulder, she's writing.
Loads of people saying, do it.
Six celebrity dimwits have come to London to raise money for starving kiddies by running around in people carriers and wearing long overcoats and embarrassing themselves for absolutely nothing.
I think you're scared of Sir Alan.
Whoa. I ain't scared of nobody.
I think that's...
I ain't scared of nobody.
You're scared of Sir Alan, which is why you
don't
do the program.
Scared of nobody. I'm not. Not a chance.
If you were in that boardroom and he was having a go, you'd pap it.
All right, let's try it now. We're late for the news, but let's try it, shall we, if that's what you're saying? Right. You be Sir Alan Sugar, Dominic. I'll be Chris Moyles.
Hello.
Right.
Right, your task...
All right, Sir Shug.
No. Sir Alan, have a bit of respect. Your task was to sell prawn...
Whoa.
What?
I said, are you all right, Sir Shug? You didn't even answer the question. If you're talking about respect, you've got to give respect to earn respect. And by the way, I ain't down with that.
My name is Sir Alan. Don't call me Shugs.
Yeah, whatever. What you got to say, Grandad?
Your task...
Spit it out there, old boy.
Your task was to sell...
Check yourself, don't wreck yourself.
Prawns...
Yep.
...to fishermen.
That's right.
In Cornwall.
Yeah, what's your problem?
Simple task.
Yep.
What you should have done...
You doing it.
You idiot. ...was to,
See what, Alan, you're getting very, very, very rough with me.
Yeah, I am.
And I don't appreciate it. I'm going to talk back like you're talking.
Why should you not be fired?
Because it's not real. And this is not your boardroom.
Sorry.
What's wrong?
Can I be Margaret as well? Can I chip in?
Right, okay.
Yeah.
What, is she going to have a Cockney voice as well?
She's going to go,
here, turn it out, you're having a laugh, ain't ya?
She's going to go, where do you think you are? This is Sir Alan. Speak properly. Have respect.
Oh, pipe down, you old bag. Oh. Listen.
Yeah, thank you, Maggie.
Yeah. Have a Coke and a smile and shut the...
Why should you be saved and not fired? Christopher DJ person. I've never heard of you.
Yes, you have heard of me because you left me a message. Well, don't be like that.
All right, Mike.
Do you know what? I'm out of here. You can stick your apprentice job up your backside.
Well, hang on a sec. You're fired.
No. I resigned.
I fired you
I
first.
Resigned.
No.
I resigned.
I wrote down.
I resigned.
Fired. I wrote that down before you said it.
No, I thought. And that's one of the reasons I probably won't do it.
Well, it's a good point.
I don't think they're going to stretch that over a week.
Yeah.
Week being the word.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is Radio 1.
So it's going to be... What's the lineup? Me, Jonathan Ross, Charlie from Casualty, Jeremy Irons, Shane Ward... Paul Dinan and...
Willie Carson.
Willie Carson and Bill Beaumont. And we're all the... on the male team for The Apprentice. Oh, and Trini and Susanna.
Yeah.
They're all on the boys' team.
All right, thank you to Sir Alan anyway, because he was very chatty and very polite. And, yeah, it's very good.
9 o'clock tonight, BBC One, it's the final. Make sure you watch. And they get a load of other old people back and everything. It's really good.